Katharina Bolt.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
We've got a great show planned for you today. It's a two-part show. We're going to be talking to a husband and wife team that embody physical culture teaching you some really, really great things. Before we get started with that, I have to make a couple announcements. Well, first of all, one announcement. Primordial Performance is having their blowout sale. All of their pro hormones must be sold. They are discontinuing the line, and they're selling this stuff at ridiculous prices. If you are interested in any types of pro hormones, you need to go to primordialperformance.com and check it out, because it's not going to last long. Okay. First half of the show, we're going to be talking to Mark Rifkin, and the second half of the show, we're going to be talking to his wife, Tracy Rifkin. And the reason we're doing it independently is because they both bring something very, very unique to the table in the discussion of training and conditioning. Mark Rifkin recently released a DVD called LATS, the Super Muscle, and we're going to talk about that first. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Carl. Thanks for having me. This is great.
My pleasure. You know, I don't think we think much about the LATS, and you pointed it out very well. We don't see them, and so we probably don't pay attention to them, but I never realized they were the second largest muscle in the body.
Yeah, they are, and it is a problem, especially, you know, when people come from a bodybuilding background and there's, you know, they're facing the mirror and people are interested in, you know, the show muscles, the pecs and the biceps and all that, and the abs that are in the front. So it's really, it's hard in the back. They're hard to activate. People don't really know what their function is. So it's really been a neglected and misunderstood muscle for forever. People, you know, don't really get it.
Well, also, after watching the DVD, I never realized how sophisticated of a muscle it is, because it has numerous origination points but only one insertion, correct?
Right, exactly.
Why don't you describe that?
Okay, so the originations, the origins of the muscle, they start on the, it's called the thoracolumbar fascia, so it's the lower part of the thoracic spine and the lumbar spine. So it has multiple points all the way down, as well as on your pelvis. So it starts on the pelvis, starts in the thoracolumbar fascia, also originates right by the spine in the lower part, and also at some small part of the scapula. So this is like the basis of what most people would think of the wing of the lat.
Right.
But so you have all these multiple origins, and then it comes up and inserts on the, basically the front part of the bicep on the arm, which is a very strange. If you think of you're hanging by one arm, if you're hanging on a chin bar by one arm, that one part that's holding up is the insertion point of the lat. So it, you know, how this gets used depends on so many different factors, whether you're seated on a lat machine or whether you're standing upright holding a kettlebell, whether the, you know, holding a chin bar, like the difference between a pull down and a pull up is whether the, how much the lat gets activated is whether you're pulling the insertion, which is the arm, down to the chest, or whether you're lifting the rib cage up to the bar. So it changes the dynamics. It's a, like I said, the video, It's complicated and simple at the same time. The kinesiology of it can be very complicated, but the movements of how we use it can be simplified very easily.
And this DVD is really, really exciting to me, because, you know, I've always paid a lot of attention to the back. I'm a huge fan of the deadlift. But I've never really understood completely the real way that the lat muscles work until I watched this DVD. And you point out some really great ways, you know. I love your techniques. Instead of trying to go for the gusto, you use very small movements to let people feel the activation of these muscles. Why don't you talk just a tiny bit about how the arm, the path that the arm takes when activating the lat muscle?
Okay, so if you think of that as, you know, the origin, the insertion of the muscle is in basically right below the front delt on the bicep. And it, with your arm, it doesn't have to be straight. It could be arm straight or bent, but just think of it as a straight arm. If you bring your arm down from all the way over your head down to the side of your body, that motion is the lat. Now, the lat, if you bring it behind your body and continue the motion, that's shoulder, the whole action is basically shoulder extension. So what the lat muscle does technically is it helps, it adducts the arm, adducts.
Right. It actually allows the shoulder to extend behind the body. It's pulling the,
correct.
it's pulling the arm back that far. It's almost like, and I don't want to steal Tracy's thunder, but when she talked about doing some of the swings in her DVD, she talked mm-hmm. about how a speed skater, that exaggerated
sure.
movement behind the back.
Right.
You know,
and that's
the lat muscle. Yeah, that's the lat.
That's
and you know, you
muscle.
You don't think of that as the lat muscle, do you?
Well, also, no, exactly. Most people don't think about the lat muscle in general. Like
right.
you said earlier, it's the largest, second largest muscle in the body. It could be, well, it's probably tied to the longest muscle in the body. And it also, like I point out in the DVD, it's a bridge. It's a connecting ramp between your pelvis and your arm, between the shoulder and the hip, between the arm and the hip. I mean, it's just used so many different ways, and it's so large. I mean, just think of, you know, bodybuilders with huge backs, and you get a gist of Franco Colombo, you know, it's like he could, like a turtle sat on his back.
Right, but, exactly.
Right, so the width and the breadth and the length of it, when it's developed, it's a very imposing muscle, but it's really hard because of those mechanics. Most people, when they use their lats on most compound movements, rows and pull downs, they end up doing their arms. They use the elbow flexors because, and again, like I point out, it's like when the muscle contracts, because the insertion, the endpoint isn't fixed, it sucks the shoulder down into the socket.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's very protective of the shoulder, but that's how it gets activated. If you just bend your elbow and you don't really shrug down the arm, the shoulder into the socket, then what happens is you end up with, you know, a lot of arm work and that's why you see guys have a lot of, with big arms and no back.
Right, right.
They don't really know how to
activate the
down.
Back. I know.
Right.
It's hard to activate the back, and it's probably partially hard because as we get older, from lack of proper activation, the muscle loses its memory, so to speak, to be activated.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say, go ahead. You do see that a lot when you're working with people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, one, you don't see the muscle in the mirror, so it's hard to do. It's hard to feel because there's so many other competing muscles with it. I mean, you have, you know, all the other back muscles, or you have the rhomboids, and you have the traps and the teres major. Like, if you think of doing a T-bar row, right, with, you know, like, with a back slightly round, it looks like the lats, but you can do that with your back round, and it's actually activating the teres major, which is a back muscle, but it's not the latissimus. So it's a very subtle thing, and most people, when they try to learn how to use their lats, go too heavy. And they again, like the small motions that I show in the DVD, I do that because if you do the small motions, it's much easier to find the lats.
And isn't that part of the problem? I think that, you know, we've always talked about in bodybuilding and in strength and strength sports in general, you have to feel the muscle work, but it's really hard. Why is it hard to feel the back work? Is it because it's such a large muscle, or is it just because we're not activating it properly?
Well, it's not that hard muscle. Like when you watch the DVD, you see the people there, they get it.
Right.
If you start it slow enough, you get it. I think that the proper cueing is really important. But again, I think we're an arm dominant culture. So when guys go or women go into the gym and they use the back machines or they use back movements, they tend to, it's the same problem with the kettlebell. The bell, it's almost counterintuitive. The bell's in your hand. The idea is to lift the bell. So people lift with their shoulders and their arms.
Right.
So the bar's in your hand. The idea is to pull it in. So the most obvious thing to do is pull with your arms.
Right, your brachials, right?
Right. So it's you know, between the biceps and the brachialis and all that, it's very hard to feel it. So you almost have to be able to learn how to shrug back and arch. Like I talk about, you know, you can bring the insertion to the origin by bringing your hand, you know, like a pull down, bringing the hand to the chest.
Right.
Or you can arch your back and lift your chest, and that will bring the ribs towards the end point, the insertion.
Right.
And for most people, then you get into other restrictions, you know, thoracic spine mobility restrictions, where people really can't arch their back.
Right.
And we live in a seated culture, and we live in a basically a round back, bent over culture. So people, you have to have the right mobility and flexibility in your thoracic spine in order to be able to extend your spine.
Right.
So if you don't have that, you're going to end up with a lot of arm work.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about something that you just brought up, which was the next discussion about being round backed, you know, our lifestyles and also how that contributes to a lot of injuries of the spine. We're talking this half of the show with Dave Rifkin. You can get his DVD, Lats, the super muscle by going to DaveDraper.com. And Larry Draper does an amazing job producing these. Some of the best DVDs on fitness, bodybuilding, conditioning. They're right there at DaveDraper.com. You just have to go there and find them. And you need to invest if you want to progress. So here's an opportunity for you to invest in a great DVD to teach you how to activate your back muscles so your back will grow and get stronger. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Party people! Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this half hour with Mark Rifkind about his new DVD, LAT, the Super Muscle. That is what it's called, right? Did I get that wrong? No, that's it. Anyway.
But that works.
No, say it again. What's the right name of it?
It's just LAT, the Super Muscles.
Muscles,
plural.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize.
No worries.
Anyway, let's talk about health and for a moment. I mean, you talked about how our lifestyle, we sit in front of a computer. I'm doing it right now. We sit in front of a game, you know, video game. We sit. And our back kind of rounds out. And almost like the abdominal muscles become dominant and start pulling the body down and forward almost into a shell.
Oh, absolutely. Now, that's exactly what happens. Plus, you remember, we're fighting gravity the whole time. So gravity is trying to push us forward. you know, you think the average person, you go to sleep, you're sleeping basically curled up. You get up, you sit in chair for breakfast. You get in your car, you go to work, you're sitting. You go to your job, most people sit for a living. You go, you know, go to lunch, you're sitting. You come back to work, you come home. Maybe you go to the gym. Maybe you do, you know, an hour worth of training where you're not. And a lot of that is flexion dominant also. Then you go watch TV or play video games. You go to sleep, you repeat it. So we live in a flexion posture. And the way most people, their posture is, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're in a perfect position posturally and your head is directly over your ribs and your spine, then your head's not basically weightless. But the average person's head weighs 10% of their body weight. So if you have a 200-pound man, you have a 20-pound head. So if you incline that head 1 inch off of a vertical line, it doubles the weight of the head. So now you have a 40-pound head. Another inch, it's an 80-pound head. And that pulls you forward. So like you talked about the abdominals, it's not just the abdominals, it's the whole front panel. So your head, your pecs, your neck flexors, your trunk flexors, your abdominals, your hip flexors, they all get locked down. And these muscles are what's known as tonic muscles. So tonic muscles are the postural stabilizers. Mm-hmm. The big muscles, you know, like the quads, the triceps, the glutes, these are phasic muscles. Those are the explosive muscles.
Right.
Tonic muscles get short and tight and they stay that way. You have to literally stretch them open to get them to reverse. If they just, you know, you leave them in that posture, they will, and you'll get shorter and tighter and shorter and tighter. And at a certain point, you won't be able to stretch. They lose the sarcomeres in the contractile elements of the protein, and basically you have a person who's stuck in contracture.
Wow.
If you think about people as they age and they get older.
And you see them, they're all lopsided or they're bent out of shape and stuff, and it's the muscles that are just pulling the skeletal system down that way.
Exactly. And the longer you stay in those positions, the harder it is to get out of them. So, you know, what you talked about early in terms of, you know, extending the spine, what people don't understand is that the normal curve, and when a person has a straight back has four curves. You have your cervical curve, which goes convex, and then your thoracic curve, which goes concave.
Right.
Concave for the cervical, convex,
right, convex right.
for the thoracic, concave for the lumbar spine and sacral curve. So that's straight.
Right. Right.
So a straight back has a curve in it. And
right.
if you don't have that curve, then the discs are at risk because then the vertebrae are opening into the wrong direction. And the disc, that's where all herniation, well, not all, 85% of all back herniations go out the back, posterior.
Wow.
And that's from a rounded position.
So understanding how to activate your lat muscles better and being able to effectively activate them and make them stronger could actually protect you against some of these issues.
Oh, absolutely. It's very protective for your lumbar spine, being able, one, having the mobility and the flexibility to move into that position where you can activate your lats, and pulling your chest up and being able to tilt your pelvis in the right way to get the curve so that the lats can get activated. It's protective, but it's crucial for strength production.
Now, you know what else? It was interesting when I was listening to you talk. You never think about the lat muscles, for instance, affecting the gait. So you have
sure.
an athlete who runs, let's say a football
mm-hmm.
player, and I doubt seriously that he thinks about training his back so that he would be a better runner, but it actually does contribute, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. The lats are control. Remember earlier I talked about the thoracolumbar origins. There's also, you know, fascia is the connective tissue that infuses every cell in our body and throughout the entire body. The arm in the gait pattern is directly connected to the opposite side glute through the lat, through the thoracolumbar fascia. So when you're walking or running and your, say your right arm is moving forward and your left leg is moving forward, it's providing a stretch to activate the glute on that left side.
Right.
And actually co-create the contraction. So if you don't have the lat ability, if you're missing range of motion, in the shoulder, for instance, if you can't, like Tracy was talking about, the speed skater program.
Right.
I mean, speed skater where you can't get your arm back. Most people, especially if you see bench pressers, they can't bring their arm behind them.
Right.
To activate it. I mean, everything is about shoulder flexion, about getting your arm over your head. But if you can't get your arm behind your body, and you have your listeners try this, like just how far they can reach their arm behind their body with their elbow straight, you're going to be unpleasantly surprised at how tight they are in their shoulder and their shoulder capsule and how weak their lat is in those extreme range, not extreme, but normal range, the end range of normal.
Right.
So
now would learning how to reactivate the lat muscles properly actually contribute to increasing that range of motion, you think?
Absolutely, because and if you're training it properly, then you're going to get, you know, the full range of motion. It's like what I saw in the pendulum, sorry about that, the pendulum swing, you're going to find the ranges of motion and you're going to understand, first you have to understand what they're supposed to do. I mean, if you don't know where the range of motion is, you're not going to be able to train it or practice it. So understanding how it's supposed to move is crucial. And then training it properly, and that's one of the nice things, you can talk to Tracy about the kettlebell swing. Just training the swing itself, I mean, will develop incredible amounts of lats.
Yes, but only when it's executed. After watching your DVD, I realized that I wasn't doing the swing properly,
right.
Really, because I was using more of the front heads of my shoulders.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There was definitely the kettlebell was moving when I, mm-hmm. As a result of me pushing up with my legs and my hips, but mm-hmm. I was still using my arms and my shoulders to help that momentum. And then after watching how you illustrate it should be done, two
right.
things I learned. Number one, I wasn't pulling it back with my lats into my groin area. I wasn't pulling
That's
it back,
key.
which I was totally missing that part of the exercise. And then the other thing was, while I was coming out of the hole, I was also launching with my shoulders and my arms.
Right.
I wasn't waiting for my hips to create momentum that carried the bell up into the air.
And at that same time, at that same point, it's the lat that keeps the arms against the body long enough so the hips can actually do the work.
Right, right.
So if you pull with your arms and shoulders out of the bottom of the swing, you're going to miss that lat development as well.
Now, here's another point.
It's the arms that keep it pinned in.
Here's another point that I wanted to make, because I'm a big fan of the deadlift. My audience knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people out there who deadlift. And one of the things I learned from your DVD was not activating the lats properly at the bottom of the movement when the bar is still stable on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and not truly getting and using the same technique that you use with the kettlebell, pulling the bar in
right.
with the lats first. The bar has the tendency to go out. I've actually had this happen to me where the bar, where I ended up leaning so far forward, I had to drop the bar because I had lost my balance. But even not to that extreme, you said something that
sure.
was amazing. For every inch the bar moves away from the body, it increases the weight by what?
10 pounds on the back.
Now think about that. So if you're trying to pull a 500-pound deadlift and you're struggling with it and you're almost there, the execution of keeping the lats tensed so the bar stays in can actually cause you to pull that weight, because it's like 10, it's like
it'll be 50 pounds more, just, and that's a minimal number too. I mean, that number came about more from physical therapy studies where you're going to have like a load in front of your body and it's going to swing out front. You're holding the recycling bin or you're holding something like that. And if you can't, I mean, think of the functional reality of this as far as everyday life, of keeping the body, the weight in close to you while you're just picking up normal things. And for the deadlift, it's not only protective. So yeah, every inch that bar's out front, it's 10 pounds more in the back, but it's also performance-based. If people don't realize the deadlift is a pulling motion, it's not a squatting motion. Most people hold on to the bar statically and try to leg press it.
Right.
There's an activation. That's what we're talking about. You know, in the deadlift, like I said, the kinesiology of this gets confusing because it's a moving, the insertion moves. When you're holding the deadlift, it's fixed, but it's also moving up and down. So if you're actually pulling on the bar as you do the deadlift and trying to bring your ribs up, you're going to get way more activation of those back muscles, creating that extension in the spine. And here's another kicker. Your glutes can't work if your spine isn't in extension.
Right, right.
Okay, so the glutes can't activate. So if the glutes can't activate, where's that in your back's not arched? It's going to go on your lumbar spine, which is probably round now.
Right.
That's why a lot of people hurt their back deadlifting.
I see people deadlifting at the gym. Well, I mean, the one thing I do know is I keep my lower back, I keep my butt out.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep my lower back very, very rigid. And I imagine I'm trying to squeeze a pencil between my scapulas.
Right. Well, that's a good technique for that. There's other applications that's not necessarily, like a power lifter doesn't do that. There's for that's more the upper back than the lower back. That's definitely safer for the average person's deadlifting. But you when you see powerlifters deadlift, that's rare that they usually get the scapula rounds out a little bit more. But you look at the lumbar spine, and the lumbar spine's not moving. The lumbar spine is not a prime mover.
Right.
Okay,
right.
It's supposed to be a static. It's supposed to hold things statically so that the glutes and the other hamstring hip extensors can do the work as well with the lats keeping the bar in close to the body. So there's so many different aspects to the lats that are just, like I said, they're just misunderstood and unknown, and people just lose so much from performance, from muscle development, from safety, that, you know, and it really comes down to people can't see it in the mirror.
Well, people just need to buy this DVD. You need to go to DaveDraper.com and pick up the DVD, Lats, the Super Muscles. You know, I didn't say this at the beginning of the show, but it's worth mentioning now that Mark has put 39 years of effort into his career. He is a Russian kettlebell master instructor. He knows what he's talking about. And I watched his DVD, and I'm actually training back tomorrow. I'm going to try some of the techniques that I learned in the DVD.
Excellent.
So I'll report back to my audience if I notice a difference. It's a great DVD. It's, you know, you cannot progress unless you invest in your progression. You got to buy DVDs, you got to read books, you got to do this sort of stuff. Otherwise, you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're one of those guys in the gym that doesn't ever, from year to year, you're just doing the same thing. So this is a great DVD. Go to DaveDraper.com and check it out. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to actually have Tracy on the phone, Mark's wife, Tracy Rifkin. And she's got another great DVD that made me start to respect the kettlebell swing by itself. Mark, we'll have you back on the show another time, okay?
Excellent, Carl. I've enjoyed it a lot. Thank you so much for having me. I know you're going to enjoy with Tracy.
All right. Thanks a lot. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be on the air with Tracy Rifkin. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need to Slin. Need to Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need to Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need to Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need to Slin today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this half hour is Tracy Rifkin. Just want to mention... Orbit Nutrition is running the Erase sale, which is a aromatase inhibitor cortisol blocker through Sunday midnight, the 19th, for my audience only. Go to orbitnutrition.com and you can get a bottle of Erase for $19.99. They ran out and had to call the sale short by 3 days last time because the audience responded so dramatically. So to give everybody a crack at getting some, go to orbitnutrition.com and get your bottle of Erase for $19.99. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing really great. How are you, Carl? Thanks
good,
for
good.
Having me on.
You have an impressive story for a variety of different reasons. First of all, I think it's really important that you tell my audience how you even got started playing around with kettlebells.
Well, I got started playing around with kettlebells because I had to find a way to, let's start at the beginning. I found myself at the age of 40, over 100 pounds overweight for at least for a decade.
Okay.
And I changed my diet, made drastic changes in my diet, and as I started to lose weight successfully through those changes, I realized that I needed to do some sort of physical exercise that included some kind of weight resistance because I didn't want to just be a smaller version of my fat self.
Right.
I wanted to look healthy and fit.
You didn't want to be one of those skinny fat people that we always hear about, right? Right.
Hey, there's a lot of skinny fat people that have never been overweight.
Right.
They're of normal weight and are skinny fat.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yes. Right. I didn't want to be one of those.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I just had this discussion with somebody this morning about a friend who's a woman, and she said that she wants to do yoga and stuff, but she doesn't want to lift weights because she doesn't want to get too muscular. Were you concerned about that when you first started doing this?
Well, because of who I'm married to and our history in being in the gym business, and my husband's a former competitive athlete on many levels, bodybuilding one of them, powerlifting, gymnastics, I know how hard it is to build muscle, especially
right.
bulky muscle for women.
Right.
So I just wrote an article about this. Women who look really muscular are probably smaller than women who are concerned about getting too muscular.
I know. Isn't that funny? I know.
I mean, yeah. So it's not that they're so large, it's just that they're lean and shapely.
Right.
And I don't think the credit is given to the hard work that those women put into building that muscle. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah, women are never going to put on that level of muscle without lots of work, lots of dedication, and lots of proper nutrition. And even then, I think it looks great personally.
I think it looks awesome, but it's a lifestyle.
Right.
No, it's not just showing up at the gym 3 days a week. It's
right.
a lifestyle to build that kind of muscle. So let's give credit where credit is
right.
due and applaud those women that dedicate themselves.
So now let's talk about you. So you lost over 100 pounds, and you lost it just by swinging the kettlebell, which is one of the basic movements, but you focused on this one movement and you squeezed every drop of potential out of it, didn't you?
I did. What happened was I realized that I had invented variety with the kettlebell swing.
Right.
You have one movement, and how do you vary it enough to make it You know, it's training isn't supposed to be entertaining, okay?
Right.
The most fun about training is the result.
Right.
And as I started to see this athletic fit body emerge from the result of doing a few swings, I had to do more. So how was I going to do more? You know, when I first started training the kettlebell swing, the term high-volume kettlebell training wasn't even being used.
High-volume, you just said, right? Because you broke
high
up
for volume.
Okay, right.
Yes,
right.
High-volume. That's hundreds and hundreds of swings. That seems a lot.
Right.
But it happens very quickly in a very short amount of time. So I invented this way of using one movement in a variety of different ways, in a variety of different combinations, to be able to train that one movement for minutes at a time, and therefore, you know, having, you know, 30 to 45 minute workout without getting bored or feeling as if I needed to do something else.
Well, I'll tell you what's really great about this too, and I can't help but think that this could, I really, and I told Mark this, is Tracy is mainstream ready. I could see this being a DVD on a Saturday morning infomercial for women who want to lose weight, because every woman could do this. Any woman could do this swing. I mean, naturally, she's going to have to start out with a light enough kettlebell so that mm-hmm. she gets the execution properly. But, mm-hmm. but your finesse in manipulating the variables ever so in small increments to constantly take this person and increase the volume that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens almost magically. They don't even realize how hard they're working, and they're constantly progressing. And I think,
exactly.
I mean, I think that you could give P90X a run for their money with this DVD.
that's the magic of how I train the kettlebell swing. Is I get people that haven't worked out, exercise, trained, whatever word you want to use, deconditioned, walk into my studio, and within four lessons with me, they're swinging for minutes at a time when they could barely do 10 reps first day.
And you know what I like? You actually take that. What is that? The Tabata? What is that? You know what I'm talking about? Tabata?
I do, but I don't.
Okay, that's when you use increments of time. You have to compartmentalize your movement and your rest periods
sure.
into increments. Yeah,
sure.
equal. I love the way you manipulate the intervals to slowly start to make the work a little bit harder over time. And it's
exactly.
the same, but the beauty of it is it's the same movement you're doing over and over again, and your whole body is getting hammered. Your whole body.
Oh, it'll hand your ass to you for sure. If you,
I have new respect for the kettlebell swing after watching your DVD. I have to be honest with you.
Come to one of my classes.
No, I'm afraid to come to one of your classes. I'm not in that kind of shape yet, so I'm going to have to try a little bit longer. But I have newfound respect for the kettlebell swing. And I'm going to say this for anybody who's listening to this the show today. If you have a life partner, a woman in your life who has not gotten on board with your quest for physical culture, and you want to indoctrinate her into something that will become contagious, that she will start doing and realize, wow, this is amazing, you have to buy this DVD called Programming the Kettlebell Swing and give it to her with a small, you know, 15-pound, 10-pound kettlebell, and just let her get lost in the DVD and try this. Because I'm telling you, I watched this DVD and I thought, you know what? I'm going to set aside at least one day a week to start doing high volume kettlebell swings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just great stuff. This is great stuff for the guys
too. I'm really glad that you mentioned it as a suggestion for somebody who has a woman in their life, because let me tell you, Mark and I owned a World Gym franchise for 8 years to be exact. And do you know that I never walked through those doors of the gym because I was embarrassed for him that he had such a fat wife? And for so many years, he's a competitive athlete, now master instructor, right? And he dreamed of having his wife as his training partner. So not only did I lose weight, but training the kettlebell swing transformed me into an athlete. And I don't use that term lightly. I consider myself a kettlebell athlete now at the age of 47, okay? After coming off of weighing 250 pounds for over a decade of my life. So that's what I love about it. I'm just not smaller. I'm an athlete now.
Right.
And to share that with my husband, And now that's all we do. That's all we talk about. Kettlebells, kettlebells, kettlebells. You know, it's just infinite. It's just so exciting. It's so transformative that I'm so lucky that now I get to share these methods that I've developed with so many other people, and I get emails all the time about people telling me how it's changed their life.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting that you since you shared your age, and that's very daring because most women don't like to do that. But after watching after watching your DVD and then hearing you say that, I really think that because of the kettlebell, the musculature that you did develop that gives you such nice proportions and nice curves actually makes you look younger. I think that we don't realize it, but we attribute the robust look of musculature with youth and the frail, withering look with aging. And you have that robust, you know, you have nice round muscle bellies, and you have, you know, you're well defined. And it's like, wow, you look, and I actually thought, gee, Mark married a much younger girl. He must be really a catch.
Well, he did, but you know. But you know, it's interesting you should bring up the shape of my muscle, because Mark calls it muscle density. I haven't missed a workout in over 4 years. Okay, I show up. You know why? Because I look great and I feel great. And if I'm going to skip out on something, it's not going to be my workout.
Right.
And swing after swing after swing after swing, and snatch too. We won't get into that, but a snatch is just an extension of a kettlebell swing,
right,
by the way. So
right,
it's another ballistic movement, right? But rep after rep after rep after rep has given me this muscle density that very few women my age have. Very few women half my age have.
Right.
Or have ever had.
Right.
Or have ever had.
Right, right. No, I agree.
That's
I agree.
A miracle. That's a miracle.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Tracy Rifkin about her DVD. You can get the DVD by going to DaveDraper.com. I'm telling you, this one here I see, buy it for your girlfriend, buy it for your wife, buy it for your fiance, buy her this DVD, and then go out to a sporting goods store or Play It Again Sam's and pick up a light kettlebell and just leave her alone. And come and watch the transformation that occurs. Not only her love of physical culture, but watch the way her body transforms over the course of months. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Tracy Rifkin this half hour about her DVD programming, The Kettlebell Swing. This is really a great DVD.
Thank you.
Worthy of your money. You can go to DaveDraper.com to learn more about it. Lots of great stuff at DaveDraper.com. Including Dave and Larry Draper. So, Tracy, but what made you decide to turn this into a DVD? I mean, obviously, this had worked for you. Had you been using it with other people, with clients? Because I know that you're a kettlebell trainer as well.
This is the truth about what led me to put it in DVD form and really map out how it is that I take people from absolute beginning stages into doing high-volume kettlebell training. I have a training blog I have had for over 3 years, maybe even 4 years.
What is it called? What's the address?
TracyRiff.blogspot.com, and you spell that TracyRiff.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of training information on that blog. I actually stopped writing new material on it a year and a half ago, but the previous 2.5 years, I started blogging a lot of my workouts and a lot of my methods and how I trained. And I noticed that a lot of people in the kettlebell community were starting to train the same way because of what I've written.
Right.
Because like I mentioned earlier in the half hour, nobody was using the term high volume kettlebell training before I started training at high volume. So I thought I'd better get some credit here. I'd better do something to, claim what it is that I've worked so hard to not only design, but discover and design.
Right.
So that's really, I'm just so lucky to have met Larry Draper and have her help me put this together. So finally, after all these years, I'm able to say, hey, this is what I developed.
Right.
You know, these are my methods.
And this is a major contribution to the kettlebell training community, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I got the word from Pavel himself that he wanted to incorporate some of my methods in the RKC manual.
Well, and I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to say it. I heard the same thing, right?
Yeah. There's no higher honor as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So that's pretty amazing. And one more point I wanted to make, as you went into the last commercial break, you definitely promoted it as a DVD that would be a really wonderful way for a woman to get in shape. But let me tell you, 90% of the participants at that workshop where that DVD was taped were men.
Right.
And men a lot younger than me, and there was not one person not drenched in sweat at the end of that workout. And it was only an hour and a half or so. I mean, I could have, I don't mean to make light about it, but that's how intense training the kettlebell can be.
Oh yeah, no, also, I didn't mean to imply that this was a girly DVD. I tried to follow along in part of the DVD, and I became winded pretty quickly.
Well, let me just touch on one little selling point here. At the pinnacle of my weight loss, I found myself at about 128 pounds, down from over 250. I don't know how far over 250 I was, but I was over 250. At 128 pounds, at 15 to 17% body fat, that's the level of a competitive woman athlete.
Right, right.
So if there's guys out there that want to get lean, I mean, high-volume kettlebell training for fat loss is the way to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just for women, but for men too. So you want to get lean, do some high volume kettlebell swings.
Yeah, by following the protocol that you set up in the DVD, you actually bridge the aerobic and anaerobic thresholds together because you're lifting your body up and down. The weight is swinging, so you're in this dynamic tension mode where you're constantly all your muscles are working in one direction or the other. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like Mark said in the earlier interview, it's almost like jumping but not leaving the ground, and you're jumping up and down. So it's like doing jumping jacks with weight.
Right.
You know, it's like really, really great. Let me ask you a question. Why should I even bother with the single hand swing if I'm doing the double hand swing? You think it's important to alternate?
Well, the single hand swing incorporates 50% more muscle than a two-handed swing. Both of them are difficult for different reasons. The one-handed swing requires more use of your incorporation of your muscle because it's an asymmetrical move. So all of a sudden you've got a lot of weight on one side of your body, and to counterbalance it, you've got more muscles working. But on the other hand, with a two-hand swing, which has to be my favorite swing of all time, you never get any rest. Your both arms, shoulders, lats, you know, both sides of your body are working all the time. And if you want to know which is hard, you know, different people have difficulty with one or the other. I find that men gravitate towards one-handed swings, where women have the endurance to hang on to that bell with two hands longer than most men. Mm. So I don't know. That's been my experience, my personal experience as a woman liking the two-handed swing and teaching men and women these past couple of years. But both of, you know, you don't, lucky for us, if we have a kettlebell, we don't have to choose.
Right. You know, it's interesting because the reality is that you learned how to swing a kettlebell the proper way because of Mark's influence. A lot of people are probably listening to this interview thinking, well, I don't need the DVD. I can just learn to swing a kettlebell. But because how hard is it to swing a kettlebell? But it is hard. I never realized it until I watched these two DVDs that I haven't been doing it right all these years. I have not been doing it right.
Right.
I thought I was doing it right. I thought I was thrusting with my hips. I thought I was getting the kettlebell moving. But there were two elements that I missed that Mark teaches, which is pulling the kettlebell back with the lats.
Correct.
And then also letting the lats stay engaged until the kettlebell kind of breaks loose on its own and rises into the air.
Right.
And that
and at that
critical.
Point, at that point, everything else becomes a contraption.
Right.
Your quads, your glutes, your abs.
Right.
Your pecs at the top of the movement of the swing. It's amazing to me how much muscle tone I have in places you wouldn't think swinging a kettlebell would have any relation to.
Right.
My pecs that I just mentioned are one of them. You know, I've got these striated pec muscles.
Right.
And I'm like, where the heck did those come from? And Mark's like, the top of the kettlebell swing. And I'm like, cool. Wasn't even trying.
Isn't that,
you know,
something?
My pecs came along for the ride. Lucky me.
The kettlebell swing, I have newfound respect for the kettlebell swing, but it has to be done right. That's the key.
It does require, an instruction by a certified kettlebell instructor, because it looks as if it's just simply a front raise.
Right.
And it's not. It has nothing to do with the upper body. It's all in the lower body.
Right.
And once you feel that momentum, once you find that groove and you're using your body the way it's supposed to be used, then you know, oh, wow, I'm tired.
how many reps have you ever done consecutively, Tracy?
Oh, well, you know, you have a lot of variables. You've got the weight,
right,
and the speed at which you swing a kettlebell. But for the most part, I don't have any problem doing 1,000 consecutive reps. I just did 1,000 consecutive reps with the 16 kilo. In fact, I take that back. It was 1,100 consecutive reps with the 16 kilo. And that's a weight that a lot of men don't even start using on their first leg.
Right. And so that's a 35-pound weight, right?
Yeah. I it's a 36-pound weight, and I haven't even made that public. I just did right now.
Hey, we're breaking news.
I'm doing a little experiment with this, with continuous 16 kilo swings. But the 12 kilo swing, I could, I don't know, a couple thousand if I had, you know, there's no point because, you know, it's a different type of training, you know, it's like,
right.
That's why I use so many different methods of breaking it up and making it harder.
Right.
Putting the bell down sometimes and picking it back up again is much harder than continuous swing sometimes.
Right.
Just the motion of setting it down and then picking it back up.
Yeah, because once you're in the throw of the swings, there's a momentum that occurs that where your body is actually kind of almost rubber banding up and down.
And you become efficient. It's like, I don't want to become efficient.
Right.
I want to challenge myself every single workout. And using just this one movement, the swing, and you don't even have to use different weights. You can change the intensity of the swing just by, you know, pacing or how much work to rest you're doing.
Right. I love the way people are going to have to get the DVD. Tracy details some very, very simple changes that change the dynamic of the movement and the work that you do. And when you see it, it's just, this is the finesse that goes into this programming is just amazing. It's like, oh my gosh, I could just do these kettlebell swings and keep alternating these three variables for the next year never have the same workout twice in a row.
Everything that's in that DVD, I still use.
Right. Right.
I use it in tomorrow's class. I will use it in the next, in all three of tomorrow's classes, in my own training. Every combination that I share in that DVD, I still use to this day, just in a different way, planned out on a different combination and with a different weight, whatever. It's
right.
All applicable. And I can't see myself changing it any other way. So if it isn't broke, why fix it?
Exactly. We're coming to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and do this real quick. You can get both Mark and Tracy's DVD. Mark's DVD is Lats, the Super Muscles. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then Tracy's DVD is Programming the Kettlebell Swing. These are two complimentary DVDs. They work hand in hand. You can get them at DaveDraper.com. Do you know how much the DVDs are right now?
The DVDs are how much, sweetie?
Do you know? That's okay. I mean, I forgot.
Yeah, Mark just told me they are minus $39.95.
Okay.
Mark's is $29.95.
Right, and yours is a two DVD collection, I should say, because there's also a work.
There's a question and answer.
Right.
Panel,
right.
And it also comes with a handout, so my combinations are written down.
Right.
So it's not, you don't have to keep referring back to the DVD
right.
if you just wanted to reference something.
Right.
And then the set of two is $5 off. If you order both of them.
So there you go. And they're both worthy because they really are complimentary DVDs and they're very well done as always, from Louis Draper. So go to DaveDraper.com and check them out. And I promise you'll enjoy them. Listen, I want to thank, you for coming on the show, Tracy. Thank Mark also.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we'll have you guys back on the show another time. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, and this is Friday, so that means I'm off tomorrow. We'll see you Monday with another episode. We're going to be doing a special tribute to the Olympia Monday. You're going to want to hear this one. We're going to be talking about the after party that's occurring at the Olympia that I will be attending as a VIP, so you'll want to tune in. We'll see everybody next week.